something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
These is the continuation of the message, Three Kinds of Wisdom.
Hallelujah. But the gospel is not in man's wisdom. It's not in your reasoning. Oh, no, it's not. You know, somebody's... You can think it out and say, well, if I want God to be pleased with me. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to behave well, do all the right things, and try to be better, then God will accept me. That is the wisdom of men. I'll try my best to be good. I'll try my best to be good enough. And then God can take over from wherever I fail. Somebody said, if my good outweighs my bad, God should accept me. After all, he knows I've tried. That's not the way God is. That sounds nice for man's wisdom. That's man's wisdom. It sounds nice. And when you express yourself like that to ordinary men, they say, yeah, that's good. You have some people that say, I'm a nice guy. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't follow women. I don't cheat. I don't do anything. I don't harm anybody. I'm a good man. I don't know why God would be angry with somebody like me. You see, that's human wisdom. The wisdom of men. It sounds nice. The man looks good. Look at Samuel the prophet. He arrived at Jesse's house. God had sent him to anoint one of the sons of Jesse. He saw the first son of Jesse, Eliab by name. And he said, wow, you know, the guy was huge, tall. He looked like a soldier. And Samuel said, wow, the Lord's anointed it right before him. And he wanted to anoint him. And God said, don't do it. Why? He said, God doesn't see the way men see. He said, man looketh at the outward appearance, but God looketh at the heart. God sees the heart. Men look at the outward appearance. And that's the way we make our decisions, because we don't have anything beyond the senses. It looks nice. It looks like gold. Oh, it's shining. Like somebody has said, all that glitters is not gold. But that's what we hear, even though we don't act it. It looks nice. So we weigh the two and we throw it up and say, this is heavier than this. I'll take this one. It's like Lot choosing the valley, looking green, and move to the land of Sodom. But the Bible says God was angry with the people of Sodom, and he didn't know it. And you know the story, he lost everything. Hallelujah. Have you ever thought about wanting God to help you make a decision? Here you are trying to get into a particular company. You must work there. Oh God, I must get a job there. I must get a job there. You don't know God is planning to close it up. I must get a job there. You're fasting and praying. Until you get a job there, 2 weeks later, it's gone. The wisdom of men. Hallelujah. All right. look at verse 13, same chapter 2, verse 13. Let's read from verse 12. It'll be better. We'll read it 12 into 13. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. The things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak. He says we speak the things that are freely given to us of God. He says, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things to spiritual. See, when we speak, he says, we speak the things that God has given to us freely, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth. Man's wisdom teaches you that when you got pain in your stomach, you say, I have stomach pain. But we do not talk about the stomach and its pain with the words which man's wisdom teacheth. Oh, if you could get a hold of this. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm talking about? This is so important. We don't say, I was scared. I'm scared. As I saw it, I was so scared. You see, men, grown men with children say, it's scary, it's scary. Scary. I don't know why they love the language. I'm afraid I may not be there tomorrow. I'm afraid. What? Must you be afraid? I'm afraid. Are you coming? I'm afraid. I'm afraid. I'm afraid it will rain. I'm afraid. Must you be afraid it will rain? Do you have to be afraid? You see, we talk negatively. Man's wisdom. I'm broke. Man's wisdom. Words which man's wisdom teaches. But it tells us not to use the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches. He says, comparing spiritual things to spiritual. But we communicate wrongly. For 2 weeks now, you know, I caught the flu. You caught the flu. You should have let it go. Now you're wondering why you have the flu. You caught it. I have headaches. Why should it go? You're praying to God to take something away from you which you have claimed. I have headaches. And the Bible says a man can receive nothing except it's given to him from above. How did you have your headaches? I have headaches. I have. Must you have it? Can't you say, I feel headaches? You feel it. Yeah. And that doesn't change anything. But when you say, I have headaches, you've laid possession. You ought to say, I have my healing. Hallelujah. I feel headaches, but I have my healing. Glory to God. Not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Change your talk. You still there? Oh, glory to God. Man's wisdom. Man's wisdom is a failure. Romans chapter 16. I'm reading to you verse 18. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Deceive the hearts. He says good words and fair speeches deceive the spirits, the hearts of the simple. I want you to understand what it's talking about here. You see, there's a difference between your mind and your heart. Your heart is the core of your nature. That's the inward man. And when your heart is deceived, it means that you have a different lifestyle. Oh, I'll come to that. It says, good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Talking about a certain group of people who use good words and fair speeches. Religious folks do. Religious folks. You know, and they are more outspoken than those who actually know the truth. That's the trouble. Most of the Christian books that have been written were written by men of the senses who knew nothing about the Holy Ghost. It's sad. There are not many Christian books available. You know, a lot of Christians want to read books, but most of the books they buy are the wrong ones. Written by men of the senses. Great scholastic minds. They're powerful, but they're empty. Empty. Empty biblical exegesis. Empty. All wrong. Terrible. And it says, such men serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. In that they use good words and fair speeches and deceive the spirits, the hearts of the simple. And that's what Paul said when I came to preach to you. He says, my speech and my preaching was not with excellency of speech. He says, I preach to you not with words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. The demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. Hallelujah. In the play of words by men. He says, I want your faith to stand in the power of God. Why do you think that many religious people today, a lot of ministers too, they say there are no genuine miracles today? Miracles are not important. Do you know why? Because they don't have them. They have to get you to believe that miracles are not real. Yet they quote Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. What's the meaning of that? That what he did back then, he can do today. What he was then, he still is. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. What does that mean? That God is the same. He said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not I was. I am. He hasn't changed. And they tell us, no more genuine miracles. Miracles are no longer necessary. Some of them are very smart. They say, you know what? Miracles were needed before the Bible came to be. Now that the Bible is complete, we don't need miracles anymore. Uh-oh. What does the Bible mean when it says that the word and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following? If he confirmed their word then, he needs to confirm it today. Even more today. Because we didn't walk where Jesus was in the streets. They did. They went in and out with him. They ate with him. But we came 2,000 years later. We've got to have proof. Oh, they believe God answers prayer. That when he answers, they say, that was too fast. So that cannot be God. Why? How can somebody that was born blind just start seeing just like that? Just like that, it can't be real. How can somebody, how someone brought in the stretcher just get up and start running? That's not possible. It's not possible. But you believe in prayer, don't you? Yes. Then you say, Father, we thy precious children are come before you again. Lie. It's not hard to know the truth. Truth is simple. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the wisdom of men. The wisdom of men. Colossians chapter number 2. Read verse 4. Want to go. Did you see that? Desire say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. There are enticing words. And those enticing words are empty. They're empty. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 2 Corinthians. Just letting you understand what we're dealing with here. 2 Corinthians. I want you to look at chapter number 1. And this time, we are reading verse 12. Want to go? Not with what? Fleshly wisdom. Because it's fleshly wisdom. The wisdom of the senses. Fleshly wisdom. We're talking about the wisdom of men, right? He calls it, he gives it another name now. Fleshly wisdom. Praise God. Fleshly wisdom. Men who are in the flesh. And the Bible says, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But they're in the flesh. And isn't it amazing how that men of the flesh always want to tell men of the spirit what to do? It's amazing. Men of the flesh are very outspoken. They can't keep quiet. It's not easy for them to, they can't easily learn. Fleshly minded people can't sit down and learn. All the time they want to tell you what to do. They got the answer. They have it all figured out. But be wise and look at their lives and see. When you receive advice from somebody, find out who's talking to you. Who is this guy? Hallelujah. Then, of course, the third one, the wisdom of God. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. I love this. Are you there? Read verse 7 for me. Want to go. You see, this wisdom we've been talking about is Sophia. Whether it is the Sophia of this world, or the Sophia of men, or the Sophia of God. Do you understand? But we are talking about the Sophia of God now, the wisdom of God. Look at the way he talks about it here in verse 7. It says, but we speak the wisdom of God. Notice he didn't say we talk about the wisdom. He says we speak the wisdom of God. We speak wisdom. We speak wisdom. Have you ever spoken wisdom? Do you know what it is to speak wisdom? He didn't say I speak by wisdom. He said I speak wisdom. Oh, glory to God. Wonderful. He says we speak the wisdom of God in esoteric language. Look at it there. He says in a mystery. That's esoteric communication. Wow. We speak, verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom. You see, it's not for everybody. I said it's not for everybody. The wisdom of God is not for everybody. Oh, hallelujah. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world. He ordained it. He planned it. He set it aside before the foundation of the world. And he planned it for our glory. Look at it. He says for our honor. He planned that wisdom for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, that's what I'm talking about. Three kinds of wisdom. And I said, number one is Sophia, but not just Sophia, but Sophia of God. The wisdom of God. Sophia wisdom means insight into reality. It means seeing into the real truths of things. Seeing with the mind and the eyes of God. Understanding it from God's perspective. Hallelujah. And that wisdom is the wisdom that made this world. That is creative wisdom. It's insight into reality. You know the real truth. Praise God. That's the wisdom of God. It's called Sophia. Okay? Are you there? All right, now, here's something very, very important. He says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the foundation of the world. He ordained it for our glory. He planned it for our glory, not for our defeat, but for our glory. Hallelujah. Not for our dishonor, but for our honor. Do you understand what it's talking about? For our promotion. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He ordained it for our glory. Look at verse 8. He says, which none of the princes of this world, oh my goodness, which none of the princes of this world knew. He says, this wisdom of God, this Sophia of God, the princes of this world, the great men of this world, are you understanding this? The professors of this world. He said, which none of the princes of this world knew. They didn't know it. Why? He chooses the word ginosko. There. He said they had no ginosko, which means that kind of wisdom, you receive it by ginosko, revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge, which none of the princes of this world knew. Look at it. I like it. He says, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they ginoscoed it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If they had known it, if they had known that wisdom, if they had known that man of Galilee, when he stepped on planet Earth, if they had known, he said they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Had they known him? The Bible says he was in the world. The world was made by him. The world knew him not. He came unto his own. His own received him not. He says the world was made by him. The world was made by him. The world knew him not. Who was he? The Word. He was the Word of God. The prophet spoke him. The world knew him not. Came unto his own. His own received him not. And he says, but as many as received him, not as many as heard about him, as many as received him. Have you received him? He says, as many, whosoever, as many, rich or poor, great or small, as many as received him, to them he gave the authority, the ability, the power to become the sons of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to his name forever. Hallelujah.
It's time for your miracle.
I see a lady in a dream. Somebody put something into your mouth and you swallowed it. When you woke up, you felt like you wanted to throw it out, and you've been trying to throw it out ever since. And it never came out. And from time to time, you feel that discomfort from within you. And when you remember it, you want to throw up. In spite of the fact that you've thrown up several times, It didn't come out. Wherever you are, find your way to the front. Find your way. I want that lady to find her way to the front. I want to help you take that thing out of your life tonight.
Pastor, you just gave a word concerning someone
yep.
that swallowed something in a dream
That's
and
right.
has been trying to through. I've got these ladies here
yep.
for the same case.
Come.
Pastor, there are some here too.
Okay. Y'all come. It's the same devil. Just stand there. Stand there. Something is happening already. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thou devil of darkness, right now, get out of there now! Out! 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 It's coming out. It can't stay in you. It can't stay. Out of them now! Out!
In Mark chapter 9, verse 17, a certain man brought his son to Jesus for prayer. Mark chapter 9, verse 20. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. Verse 26. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him. These women are coughing out substances. Some of them, items that they had eaten in their dream experiences. And as they do so, the evil spirit departs from them. Glory to God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Gambia. Junction beside Tech World Petrol Station, off Co 2 Munjai Road, The Gambia. Worship with us on Sundays 8 a.m. Wednesdays 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimonies with us, kindly call +220 309 3735 +220 418 7824 Or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.